Well, it's very interesting, isn't it? And there is this debate that is raging across the world at the moment, which is that is it right that we should be talking about deregulating, about shrinking the state, just when banks appear to be collapsing because they've been sort of doing what they want, and just as they collapse, the taxpayer has to come in and rescue them. So it is interesting whether that argument is sustainable. And yes, I mean, Nick Clegg is quite clear about it. He says that the Liberal Democrats will go into the next general election as the biggest tax-cutting party in the country. That is quite a change, because it's normally the blue crowd who do that.
Well, that is interesting, Nick, because, I mean, most of the last 15 years, of course, it's been Labour who've been the dominant electoral force in British politics. But that's no longer the case, the rising popularity of David Cameron's Conservatives. So, I mean, are we now seeing Nick Clegg and the Lib Dems repositioning themselves as regards to the big two parties?
Well, I think what we saw in Nick Clegg's speech yesterday, and indeed what we saw all week at the Liberal Democrat conference, is a major repositioning of the Liberal Democrats to be a truly national force. And by truly national, that means getting MPs in every part of Britain. Essentially, over the last 20 years, the Liberal Democrats have done very well in the South as the Conservatives have faltered and picked up the odd seat elsewhere in England. And then obviously they have a traditional presence in Scotland. I think what you're seeing Nick Clegg doing at the moment is positioning himself for the next general election, where clearly the Conservatives are going to be resurgent and are therefore going to be a very serious threat to those Liberal Democrats in the South, but opening up opportunities for the Liberal Democrats in the North, where Labour will be faltering. And so because the Liberal Democrats have a presence in councils in the North, hopefully from their point of view, picking up parliamentary seats. Now, how are they going to do that? What they're going to do is, they would say it is a consistent message, but some would say it's a two-pronged message, which is, in the South, they're saying to those Conservatives who have been voting for the Liberal Democrats in the last 10 years, tempted to go back to the Conservative Party, saying, we are the biggest tax-cutting party. We're doing better than the Conservatives on that front. But in the North, saying, yes, we are a tax-cutting party, but those tax cuts are aimed at the less well-off and at middle-income earners, and our spending priorities will be aimed at disadvantaged people. The classic example of that is the pupil premium, which is designed to spend more money per head on pupils on kids from disadvantaged backgrounds. That is about repositioning them as a party that they hope will appeal across the country, rather than where they are at the moment, which is appealing in pockets.
The Lib Dems, of course, they've already changed leader twice since the last general election. Major repositioning there. Nick Clegg's first party conference as leader of the Liberal Democrats. I mean, can we say that the party is united behind him?
I think the party is pretty united behind Nick Clegg. I mean, it was a very, very tight contest for the leadership last year. Nick Clegg only just beat Chris Huhne. And in a sense, that was, you know, a worse result almost for Nick Clegg, because everyone assumed that he'd be the walk-away winner. But I think he's had a successful week. He faced down a rebellion, a backbench rebellion from the so-called awkward squad, to get through his plans. He calls this Make It Happen. He had a good speech yesterday at the conference. So I think the party is united behind him. And it's very interesting. I mean, we have to be honest about it. The star of the Liberal Democrats at the moment is not Nick Clegg. It's not Charles Kennedy. It's not Paddy Ashdown. It's not Ming Campbell. It's the man we love and admire as King Vince. Vince Cable, the Liberal Democrats Treasury spokesman. It's very interesting. The Liberal Democrats this week in Bournemouth, they have been overshadowed by what's been happening on those world financial markets. And who is one of the figures we see popping up on our television sets to explain it to us? It's King Vince.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday. Guardian.co.uk/audio.